systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, April 21st, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 339. You totally fucked me up here.
How?
When you wrote the notes, you wrote the, because every, if
I
you guys don't
backwards.
Know, I have a notebook that I keep my notes in, and at the top I always put, you know, whatever day. And you had, like, the month and the day switched, and I was like, what month is it? Fuck.
Sorry.
It's cool. Finally back. Had a good long fucking, seemed like a week in Spokanistan.
Yeah, it felt like a fucking week, dude.
It was,
I'm sore as fuck.
I haven't, I'm still stoned from being there. We smoked weed all fucking weekend, which is awesome. They get some pretty good shit in Spokane, I gotta say. I mean, I wouldn't say as good as what we're getting here, but, you know, not too bad. Also, Washington being a medical marijuana state, they get to, you know, reap the benefits of being able to just grow wherever the fuck and not worry about it.
Yeah.
If you were checking out camera two, Dana had to put together a quick little banner for us because we brought everything except for our banners. And we get in, you know, our friend Beez's place. You guys can hear him talking on the Monday show. And I'm like, fuck, dude. It was just an empty room, basically, that we got to use. He's got a bed. 3-bedroom apartment. 2 of those bedrooms are pretty much empty. So we had to, you know, make a little banner, and it came out really good. And we're going to auction it off, thejamhole.com/forums. I think Dana's going to make a thread there about it. Or just email info@thejamhole.com if you want it. Right now, someone bid $5, so if you can bid $6, it's
that
yours.
That was Galactor, right? I put it in the notes.
Right, yeah. Galactor's got a $5 bid on it. And like I said, we'll make it at thejamhole.com/forums. We'll make a little auction thing there. And maybe we'll run it for like a week, and next Friday we'll finish that. So
sounds good. If the bid goes high enough, I might frame it for you.
Yeah, we can definitely frame it,
because, you know,
I'm not gonna spend $20 to get it framed if you only bought it for $5.
Exactly.
But I have another note here. Ashley's birthday. Whose birthday is it?
My best friend Ashley's.
Everyone that knows her on the show here, that Ashley.
Yes,
right.
That Ashley.
How old is she?
22.
Nice. Well, happy birthday.
Yep, happy birthday.
Here's to another year of not getting put back on probation.
Happy birthday to you. Da 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 da.
I don't know. I'm a little sad about Bob's kitty.
Me too. I almost cried.
His cat is having some severe kidney problems or something because it's peeing blood. And it's really
peed
sad.
On my pants, so I hope that comes out.
It's a cool fucking cat. And this isn't the one. If you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, we made a little video of one of his cats knows how to play fetch.
And
we talked
so cool.
about that. We talked about that on the Monday show. But yeah, it was such a trip. It's not that cat. It's the Siamese one. And the cat, like, won't go pee in its litter box. It's so, like, embarrassed or in pain or something that it just finds anything. And you see, like, a little puddle of bloody pee.
Well, I think what it
I
is,
I felt
though,
so
dude,
bad for that cat, though.
When he said that he peed by his shoes in the morning, it was just a couple small drops of it, and it was just blood. It was just straight-up drops of blood that he saw. And so what I think is that it's so painful for him to piss right now that he's just kind of trying to get it out wherever he's at
right.
the moment in time.
We kind of think the cat has, like, a kidney stone or something, but it's kind of sad because it is a cool cat, and he's had that cat for a long time. And the really shitty thing is there's no health insurance, obviously,
right.
you know, for animals like this. And
there is health insurance for that, and he was talking to me about getting some.
Oh, really?
That.
I'm just saying, like, right now he doesn't have any, so he can't really take the cat to the vet, which, I mean, that's the same problem, you know, we as humans face, that if we don't have health insurance, if we're a little sick, we'll be more apt to just see what happens rather than go get it checked out and, you know, nine times out of ten, the body is amazing at healing itself, but sometimes it's something that needs to be, you know, caught early. And if you didn't get in there, you know, you're dead. So,
well, see, what
sucks.
He was talking about is if it is kidney stones, you know, they could be blocking him up and stuff and making him piss that blood. And there is a procedure they can do to break them up.
Right, they use
that
ultrasound thing, the vibrations, and shake them to shit pretty much.
But if they do that, there's still a chance of him getting it completely blocked up and they'll have to do surgery
anyway.
Right, because
it could move it to where it's clogged completely.
Yeah, and that could kill him. And the surgery itself is pretty fucking spendy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Both of them, you know. One, getting the kidney stones broken up, and then two, having the surgery if it's blocked up. So, I don't know. I mean, I'd feel really bad if he ended up losing his cat because of that. And I feel bad because he's like, you know, sometimes, you know, emotional changes in the cat, you know, you might not be a parent.
He was trying to blame us. Well, not really. He was joking
but emotional, like, changes like that and stuff, people being over all the time when he's totally not used to that and stuff, that can trigger problems that he's had previously. Like, if he's got an ongoing problem and then he feels out of his norm all of a sudden
with all of us there, we rearrange the whole place.
He could be having another problem just because of that, and the cat's probably not even associating it with
cat.
That. He's like, ooh, cool, people, but it's totally different for him, so it might throw his body out of whack.
Amham says, my wife can't even play fetch. You gotta train him. Does your wife, is she potty trained? You shouldn't talk about your wife. She didn't seem very pleased last time. Get off the goddamn phone. Come to bed. Fuck you. But no, it's cool. I was almost half expecting to come home and have our cat doing the same thing because she was pretty stressed out. If you go
to
thejamhole.com/Twitter and check out the TwitPic account on my account there, you saw a picture of the cat like holding on, claws engaged to the back seat of the SUV, just like, no, where are we going? Just not happy.
Tell us what your buddy texted you that the cat was doing while we were gone.
Oh, the cat was not getting along with the other cats at my friend's house, and apparently the other cats were perched on top of, you know, where the basement stairs come up, keeping a lookout. And as soon as my cat would come up the stairs, they would, like, hiss at it, and my cat would just freak out and run. They kind of bullied her. I feel
that's
a little
kind of sad.
Our cat
she's such
got
a
bullied.
Sweetheart, total sweetheart cat.
She's kind of a cunt sometimes.
No, dude, with us, she's a total sweetheart. And I thought it was really cool when we got there and grabbed her. Because when we grabbed her and put her in the car on the way there, she was not having it.
She was not. She's like,
time,
where are we going, guys? What's up?
Yeah, but this time, dude, since she was like, oh my God, you're back. You didn't just leave me. I'm so happy. We got her in the car, and I sat her in the seat next to me.
And she sat in the seat the whole ride up here.
Loving me.
She was happy.
Hugging all over me, like, I love you. Don't ever leave me again.
Yeah, right.
I've lived with her for over a year now, so she's like, I love
you.
Yeah,
she knows us. I mean, she knows our smell. She knows everything.
She heard our voices. She's like, man.
I was proud of her. She did good. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk about the party. You guys are probably waiting to hear about this. I'll tell you something. Not all it was cracked up to be. I mean, it was a good party, but okay, so check this out. We were told to go. The party's going to be Tuesday. Don't worry. This is what I was told.
Bring your jump drives. That's it.
Bring your beats. We'll have DJs for all the rooms. You just give them your jump drive. They take whatever beats. They mix it in. Here's your microphones. Everything's good.
Right.
Now, when I go play at places, I'm still pretty new to this. So I was thinking, you know, maybe we should bring our own mics just in case. I've seen it in the rap community that rappers will tend to bring their mics with them wherever they go because, you know, every rapper has a mic that they like in particular or whatever. So, and if you run into a problem where perhaps there is no microphones, you know, it's good to have one. So we're hanging out. We go bowling on Tuesday in the daytime, finally. And I'm sorry that your birthday sucks so bad that we didn't really get to do anything you wanted to do, but this was more about me than you, so fuck off.
Thanks. But, for my birthday, it's all about you. Cool.
That's right. And on my birthday, it'll be all about me again.
You know what? On your birthday, it's going to be all about me.
It's always about
you. That's how it's going to
happen. Every day is all about you. Shut the fuck
up. It is not. Fuck off, dude.
So we're waiting for Lyrical and Papa
Pill.
I
didn't even get to go bowling on my birthday. It's the only thing I asked for.
You went the day after. Shut up.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's the day after.
Oh, okay.
Asshole.
Well, I'm sorry. We were busy, so.
Busy Falfing and dragging me around with you.
That's right. You could have stayed the fuck home.
Because I really want to sit by myself alone.
Well, you didn't really
want to
sit in the car either. I don't know. There was nothing to be done. Anyway. So,
why did you ruin Danny's birthday?
Because Danny is a cold-hearted bitch, and any little thing that happens, she just is like, ah, that's it, fuck it, the whole month's ruined.
What?
No, you're not that bad, but
God.
You just weren't having a good time, and maybe this should have been a trip that you would have stayed home for. I don't know. I enjoyed having you there. I didn't enjoy all the complaining, but I'm used to it. So, we're bowling, we're waiting for these guys to get into town, because they were driving up that morning, and, you know, they finally meet us, and they're like, we have to be at the venue at 5, or was it 5 or 6?
5.
It was 5, right. So I'm like, okay, cool. So now I'm envisioning, we gotta be to the venue at 5, the show starts at 8. So we get to the venue, we get our VIP tags, our badges, whatever we need. We do a sound check because we're the first group to play in the main room, which was the hip hop room.
Right.
And then we leave. And then, you know, we come back a little before 8 and everything goes. So check this shit out. We get there at a little after 5. Nothing is set up. They're building the stages. They're running around. We go in
Ask
there.
Ask me you to move fucking giant
okay,
barrels
so
of
we go in there
crap.
And the guy... The guy, Jake, we had him call into the show a couple weeks ago to talk about this. Really cool guy. And I understand we're not trashing him by any means. I understand that, you know, it's a lot of work to throw a big party like this, especially one of that, you know, that magnitude. So
yeah,
just keep that in mind. He is a cool guy. Some things perhaps could have been planned out better. Maybe it was out of his control or maybe he just slacked off. I don't know. He's a cool guy, though, either way. So we get there and he's handing out pieces of paper to everybody, like checklists. Here's what needs to be done. Go do it. The performers, I wasn't aware that we had to help set up. And that's fine. I've done this before for many parties that my friends used to throw. We would throw raves and dance parties like this. So I know how to do it. I can hook up live sound. I can hook up lights, all that shit. No problem. I wasn't expecting
But
to.
You know what? A lot of the people that showed up there weren't expecting that. And
right.
They were
Nobody
artists.
Knew that.
Right. They were the artists who were performing, and they came there wearing, you know, their good clothes and shit like that. You know, just, you know, thought they were going to go hang out and sound check some shit. And probably wearing the shit that they were going to perform in that night. They don't want to be moving all this heavy, nasty,
right.
dirty shit and getting all sweaty before their fucking show.
And that's what I was thinking, too, because I had, you know, my nice jam hole shirt on, which has syrup all over it now. But
yeah, I know, you pig.
We're, like, ready to perform, basically. So he gets there, and it's in a paintball place. It's called Paintball Assault. You can look it up on Google Maps or whatever, but that's the place. And there's all these huge barrels that are just covered with paint. Like, the walls were covered with paint. It looked like they had just run a game and then closed and then let everyone in. So we're getting all gross and nasty with all this shit. Papa Pill's like having none of that. He's like, I ain't getting my hands dirty. I think he went and sat in the car for most of the time while we were hooking up shit. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We didn't, like I said, we weren't aware that we were going to have to do all this setting up. So it's Charlie Clown says, I thought he seemed a little sketchy when he called in. He seemed like he didn't know why you were all so hyped about the event. I know,
we were
right?
Excited.
Like, why are you guys so excited to come and help me set up everything? Like, I don't know. I thought we were just going to play.
I know.
And that's fine. So, you know, we start going through the checklist. Me and Bees are in the VIP room moving futons and couches and hanging tapestries, setting up stages, all that shit. And time's starting to tick down. No audio equipment.
Yeah, still no
audio.
I
met A-Plus and Odeo from Hieroglyphics. I talked to them for a little bit. Cool fucking guys, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I really, the first thing I said to him, I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, oh, how's it going? I'm A+. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm a fan of your work. My name's Matt. And so they start telling me what they need set up for their audio. Like, all of a sudden, now I'm the sound guy. And
it's
I understand what he's saying. He needs Serrano working on the mixer for his scratch pads. He needs two decks set up battle style with the mixer, with the fucking laptop space and all that. And I'm like, all right, well, it's A+, man. I'll do what I can.
I'll help, yeah.
And so the whole time, it's, you know, time's ticking down. It's 8 o'clock. Now it's 8:30. No sound equipment. The light trussing that was up there had too many heavy lights. We went to a gas station, came back. The whole truss fell with the lights on it.
Oh, my God.
The crazy
thing
is,
I didn't see that. I would have cried.
If those lights would have been on, they all would have blown bulbs. And bulbs for those lights are around $200, $250 a piece. And there was a grip of lighting on that.
Yeah.
So they had to fix the truss with all this and take the two big heavy lights off of it. And we're doing all that. And we're finally done with all the stage. And we're like, where's the audio equipment? No mics, no fucking, we finally found a mixer, no decks, there's a PA there, and there's
something
speakers.
Something was missing a knob on a fader.
And the mixer was missing a fucking knob, which is fine, whatever. Jesus.
They were all borrowed and stolen bits of equipment from the other rooms.
Basically, like, I don't know what he was expecting, because we weren't told to bring shit. We were not told to bring microphones, mixers. We had some equipment at Biza's house.
Yeah.
We could have brought the mixer, not the mics really, because they're not performance mics, but
no.
We could have got it up a lot quicker. So it was very planned very poorly for
I
that
wonder
part.
If he had hired a sound guy and he just didn't come.
I don't think he did. I don't know what he was expecting. So we get there doing all that shit, and here comes Jake around the corner like, what the fuck? Fucking screaming. He's stressed out. He's pissed.
Dude.
He's throwing people's drinks across the fucking room. He's like really pissed. He's like, why the fuck isn't this shit set up? And we're like,
I need music in this
first
room
of
now.
All, we didn't know we were the ones setting up all this shit.
Yeah.
If we would have known
and
that.
And where were all the other performers too? It seemed like it was just us for the hip hop group for a little while.
And if I would have known we had to set up shit, I would have gotten there way earlier than fucking 5 o'clock, dude.
Yeah.
You can't set up shit like that quick. No sound check time, no nothing. So he's freaking the fuck out. Finally, you know, it's 9 o'clock now. People are starting to come in. Somebody killed all the lights. So now we're trying to set up in the fucking dark with these trippy lights going on. Finally, he comes back with the mixer. He comes back with the turntables. Then another 15 minutes goes by. And like I said, I understand he's really super busy. Running that whole thing is a lot of work. Everybody is looking for him. Everyone's coming up to him needing something. And how does this go? And what should we do with this? And he's like, by the end of the time, he was like, fuck it. Just do it however you think. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And we were like, all right, well, we still need mics and shit. Finally, 9:30 comes along. Here's all the mics and stuff. We're getting all that shit set up. He comes back.
And the show is supposed to start at 8.
The show is supposed to start at 8. Now, this is what pissed me off a lot. He comes back, and he says to us, you know, if you guys wouldn't have taken so long setting this stuff up, you would be able to have your time. But because you guys took so long setting up, you're only going to be able to do like two or three songs for all of you. And it was me and Lyrical had 2 to 3 songs to do. Lyrical had 2. Papa Pillow had 2 or 3 songs to do. Northwest Nightmare, Goes and his boy, had like 2 songs to do. So now
it got all cut down. He was like, you got 10 minutes and then you're out.
That's what pissed me off. He was fucking yelling at us like it was our fault. Shit wasn't set up on time. It was our fault so long. If I would have known, bro, that we needed to set up shit, we would have brought more equipment.
We would have been there the day before.
I was under the understanding that the performers get there, sound check, and perform. We don't move barrels of nasty paint shit. We don't build stages. We don't erect lighting truss. We don't do the sound engineering.
We don't hang tapestries
or
lights. We
perform. And like I said, I had no problem doing it. It would have been nice to know beforehand. I'm really fucking pissed that we didn't get the time that we were supposed to get because we took our sweet ass time fucking hooking up everything. No, dude, we were on that shit. And so what? If we wouldn't have done that, if we would have been like, well, it's not set up, I guess we're leaving, who would have done it? Fucking nobody, dude.
Nobody. Because none of the other performers, I don't know why we had to be there at 5 o'clock, but nobody else did.
it didn't seem like there was very many people
there.
And even A-plus and
Odie. The chick rapper wasn't there. The old school rapper dude wasn't there. Fucking nobody that performed that was on that hip-hop stage was fucking there trying to set up anything.
And A-plus and Odie got there way early, and Jake had to come outside and be like, I'm sorry you guys are here so early. We're still building stuff. And he was totally embarrassed, as he should be. You hire some top-notch fucking rappers to come down, and they get there, and you're not ready yet.
Yeah.
You're scrambling for equipment. And like I said, nothing against Jake. It was a poorly planned venue. I mean, the venue's beautiful. It was a cool place.
Yeah, definitely.
Nine different
cool
rooms.
And none of the sound bleeded to the other rooms. No, nothing.
There's some in the middle parts where you're in the hallways that it kind of, you can hear both.
Yeah.
But yeah, the individual rooms, you couldn't hear any bleed through.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So we have awesome speakers. We have a good PA. We have monitors that didn't end up getting hooked up for us. We couldn't really do a sound check. He basically, Isaiah or Papa Pill,
the mics are way too loud.
Well, check this out. Papa Pill starts playing something just on the laptop because the dude was like, get some fucking music going now. And we're like, we just got the shit to hook it up. You can't hook up these cables
while there's music
playing, dude. It'll make popping, hissing sounds. You just got us this shit. You can't expect it to be up like that, dude.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not our job. Second of all,
looked at him and been like, you fucking do it.
I was very, it wasn't my deal. It was Sean's deal, Lyrical's deal, more than anything. I was just there helping out.
You guys shouldn't have been put on the spot like that.
That was fucked up to come and treat us like we were the ones that were supposed to set up the whole thing. Like I said, if that would have been planned out from the get-go, we would have been there a day early setting up. We would have been there in the fucking morning setting up shit. We had no fucking idea. So finally he's like, you know, either play some music or get the fuck off. Isaiah fucking starts playing some music. It's a little hip hop. Then what comes on?
That Keisha song. It's in his bar mix.
He just has these big playlists for this program he uses, and a Keisha track came on. Jake flips shit. That's not fucking hip hop. Get that shit the fuck off there. This and that.
It's like, you guys don't start, our fault, dude. It's like, we were not prepared to fucking play music to stall.
Charlie Clown says they better have got paid at least. Yeah, we actually lost lots of money, or spent money to get there. Didn't get paid nothing. I don't think even Sean and Isaiah got paid anything. Didn't get the VIP nug jars. Didn't get whatever was supposed to go in them or anything. Didn't really get much anything. So we cut it off, the Keisha song or whatever the fuck, and, you know, they finally, there's another couple of guys helping us now.
Yes.
They finally get the mics live, and by this time, it's almost fucking 10 o'clock, which was way past our time.
Yeah.
So he's like, you guys need to do it now or not do it at all. And we're like, all right, fuck it, let's do it. And me and Lyrical get up there, and we start playing the Famous beat, thinking we'll play Famous, then the new song that we wrote.
Right.
And we weren't going to do Mad Originality because we didn't have time. We were trying to scrunch. So I was like, all right, we'll do two tracks. You can do two. Pill can do two. And Northwest Nightmare can do whatever they brought.
Right.
So we get up there and the mics are just horrible. There's feedback. The treble was turned up way too loud. The speakers were set up poorly to where they were reverbing back and forth and having echo cancellations. And it was a fucking train wreck. But we did our fucking one song, and then right away, fucking Papa Pill comes up. He's like, that's all you guys can do. Fucking takes the mic from me. I'm like, all right.
Then he did two songs. Did you notice that?
Oh, of course he did. He's the fucking, you know, he's in the limelight. So, and I don't care. Whatever, dude. Do your two songs on this shitty fucking system. Which, let me say, Hieroglyphics didn't even fucking play. Do you know why? Because your sound was shit.
Fucked.
They said, fuck it, we're not playing on that sound. You didn't have our shit hooked up like we wanted. And I felt bad at first, but then I was like, you know what? He told me what they needed. I completely told the people that were in charge what they needed.
Yeah.
That was it. That it was off of my fucking, I can't conjure up equipment you guys need. It should have been provided by the place, by the dude throwing it, whatever. There should have been a sound guy doing it, whatever. We fucking dealt with it. But it was just, it was very, I was very
fucking shit
pissed
show, man.
After that, because we were so fucking excited.
I was
for
really
this.
Aggravated at the fact that you guys didn't get to rap at all, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like nothing.
I spit my fucking verse, Sean spit his, and then that was it.
Yeah,
and then Isaiah got up, him and Sean did two songs, and then Northwest Nightmare did two.
We were there from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till almost 3 in the fucking morning. That aggravated the fuck out of me. I'm not into that scene. I'm not high. I don't smoke pot. Nothing, dude.
And you maybe should have, I should have warned you that, look, this is a 420 party. It's going to be a bunch of potheads.
I knew that. I'm not an idiot.
And it, what it kind of, the audience was big. He did pack the place. I was pretty impressed with the turnout.
It's just, it put me in a bad mood after that whole fucking deal.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking around sober and I'm just hip. I'm
and
aggravated.
Because nobody like really heard us because everyone was in other rooms because when they came into where we were, shit was still getting set up, you know?
Yeah.
And then they hear this awful ear piercing, distorting, fuzzy sound that was, I had to stay behind the big wall of speakers just so I could hear what I was rapping to because the reverb was so fucking bad. It was ridiculous. So
yeah.
We end up, you know, doing that and then pretty much just wandering around. It looked like there was some ecstasy there. There was some, you know, a lot of fucking weed. And
wish I would have got it.
All that shit aside, it was a good party. Once it got going and once, you know, the crowd started being into it and once all the sound was fixed, finally, whoever did that, right on. It was a good party. There was a ton of people. It was awesome to be able to sit in the VIP room and just puff weed all fucking night, which... For you, maybe not so much, but there was a lot of different people there, a lot of weird hippies, a lot of ecstasy candy kids, a lot of raver kids, a lot of reggae, hip-hop. There was, like, a huge conglomerate of people, which that was really cool.
Yeah.
And we were guessing he maybe had about 500 or 600 people in there, you know, throughout...
Something like that.
Throughout the whole night, but... I was just... I was so...
It's not a good experience, dude. It was not
a good
horrible,
experience. It was horrible. Horrible experience. I was so... fucking excited to be able to perform in a big place with a bunch of people. And then I kind of knew it, like, as soon as we get there and they're building the main stage, I was like, fuck. And like I said, if we would have went up there just for the hip-hop show, I would have been super pissed. Like, Lyrical and Papa Pill, they were fucking pissed because they drove there Tuesday morning to do that. And then they stayed the night with us and then had to go back. They basically made this trip to do, what, one or two songs?
Yeah. That's
and
Grant,
like I said, getting in free was cool to, you know, because we've set up the shit. And it was a good time. It just, I wasn't as mad because we went up there to hang out with Bees. We went up there to Falf. We went up there to just, you know, hang out up there, do a show with my friend. And then do this hip-hop show. So we had other shit going on. But for them, like, that's what they went up there for. And what a fucking disappointment.
Yeah, dude. So. I don't know, man. If he asks you guys to do a show again, I would just say no.
Well, I would love to do another show there. I would love for him to have it already set up while we're there. Or pay us to do your setup. We, between us three, well, us two, me and Lyrical, Isaiah's not very helpful with this kind of shit.
Nah.
But, like, I can set up sound. I can do lighting. I can do all that stuff. I know how to do it. Like, all you had to do was let us know. And you couldn't even do that. And Lyrical said he tried to call him a couple days before the show. He wasn't getting any answers, no calls back. So we just assumed it was taken care of, you know? He made it sound like this was a big deal, proper thing. We got A+. You spent $5,000, Jake, for A+ and Odeo and their DJ to come perform. And they didn't even perform because your shit wasn't together.
And they probably kept your money.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that sucks. And I was really looking for... I mean, I'm glad I met him and, you know, talked to him and hung out and burned with him and shit. That was cool. But I really wanted to see them perform, you know? They're awesome.
Yeah.
I really like Hieroglyphics, and they're good shit.
Well, at least we got to meet Mike and Kim, though. That was pretty
cool. Yeah, and that was the other thing we totally forgot to mention on the Friday show. We had a couple of listeners meet us up there on Saturday. Xenu from the forums, him and his wife came down. Really weird and awkward, and he kind of smelled funny. Did you notice that?
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It was a good time. It was awesome meeting you guys, and we'll definitely have to hang out again. And,
yeah, it was super cool. I digged it. Kim was pretty
cool.
I liked her.
I enjoyed their company. It was good stuff. So.
Fuck yeah.
That was about that. Was there anything else for the weekend? And then, of course, you know, we end up leaving early because where there's no other. He said something about we could rap in this other room.
At that like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, I'm not staying till 3. I know your fucking party goes on till 4:20. I ain't staying that long. We have a drive back in the morning. And by that time,
I got about 3 hours of sleep on a fucking floor last night. I am so thrilled.
And even if he wanted us to, like, at that time, I was already burned. I was like, I don't even want to rap now because of what a shitty fucking experience this was.
Yeah.
I was running ragged fucking setting up all of your shit that you asked us to, you know? And I'm glad we got the bugs all worked out for all the other performers that got to go on in front of actual people and play for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Because we fucking didn't. And we fucking, I don't know, whatever. I understand it's not your fault. Maybe plan better next time. I don't fucking
know.
Yeah,
maybe have a sound guy
there. Or let us
know.
Either plan better and have your shit ready when we get there, or let us know in advance and we'll set it up for you.
And
but don't
us.
Be like, meet us there at 5 and we'll see what happens. Like, don't fucking do that, dude. Don't ever do that again.
And I don't know. My birthday blew, dude. I'm still kind of depressed about that.
What were you expecting? You have no job. You're broke. I'm pretty much fucking broke now. Like, I don't understand what you were expecting to do.
Just something fun that I
we ended up
enjoy.
Going bowling the next day.
Yeah.
And that wasn't fun? We streamed bowling live. We bowled. They had awesome internet there, and we totally streamed the whole thing live, you know?
I don't
it was
know,
fun.
It just sucks on my birthday. I got dragged around to do stuff that I didn't want to do.
Well, we asked you what you wanted to do, and all you said was bowling.
First thing in the morning to go bowling, and then what do? You fucking go falfing.
Well, what do you want me to say? Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say, dude. You were a pretty miserable bitch the whole weekend, it seemed like. And you were kind of bringing everything down. You were like at the party, and I understand the party, I was pissed, and if I wasn't high, like, you know, if I wasn't stoned, I really would have just been like, this is retarded. You have to really be high on drugs to enjoy that techno music and to deal with a mass of sweaty shirtless people, like, all happy, and you know it, you can't be sober and enjoy that. And that sucks to say for the rave scene, but that's how it is. You have to be fucked up to enjoy that scene, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe we'll do it better next
year. Sorry, I was a total bitch for 4 days.
Well, it's okay. Just, you know, try and cheer up a little bit. You got a job. Why don't you tell us about that? You got the best birthday present ever. You kind of mentioned it on Friday.
I already talked about it.
Okay, so you get a job. That's cool, right?
Yay.
Yay. You can start making money again. Okay, well, moving on. You remember we were talking about that homicide that happened while we were away.
Mm-hmm.
And we had I wrote a blog post about it for the Monday show notes, I believe. Or no, Friday show notes. And then Monday I did today. Right, okay. So
yes.
I talked about it and how I mentioned how I was not cool with how the paper was kind of making it seem like it was the medical marijuana's fault that these guys, you know, broke in and killed this guy for. And I said, I bet there were pills involved. So the next day I find this little article. It says, Kalispell man was murdered for pain pills, not marijuana. Who called that shit? I did. That's right. Pay attention, newspaper. The man who provided medical marijuana to a 49-year-old Kalispell man who was beaten to death last week says Wesley Collins was using weed to try to wean himself from prescription pain medication. So he was actually using the pot to get off of the pain pills that he was killed for. Robert Katz says Collins' death wasn't about medical marijuana, like the local papers said, but his pain medication. Katz charges that the two suspects arrested in Collins' death had been visiting Collins and stealing his pain pills for a couple of months. You see a lot of that kind of happening, you know? These old people, they sell their pills, they get kind of greedy, they raise the price, they're old, they're disabled, you're selling to these young kids, all it takes is for a couple of them to go in there and just put you on the ground, and there go all your pills. And, you know, it's...
Did it ever say what kind of pills they were?
No, it doesn't. But I would imagine probably oxys or something. I couldn't see them doing that for, like, a lower tab or something. I'd like to think that it was something a little more potent than that, you know? I mean, you killed a guy over it. Unless
watch,
he was,
it was like prescription ibuprofen, 800 milligrams.
It was probably like his Viagra or some shit. They some took shit. The wrong. He had it in the bottle that said OxyContin, and they're like, "Oh, this is it, jackpot! It's full." He's like, "It's gonna suck to be all when you snort that shit." Kalispell Police Chief Roger Nassett. This is the guy that I quoted in the blog post that he was saying something like, "It was about the weed or whatever the fuck." He says. Investigators have several stories for what the robbery was about, but he says it involved marijuana, money, and other belongings. Nassett says a tool was used to bludgeon Collins, but he did not say what the murder weapon was. Collins' body was found Saturday in a wooded area northwest of Kalispell. So, I just wanted to mention again that I'm glad that, you know, I was correct there in assuming that it probably had something to do with pills. You know, I've played that game for quite a while. I know the ins and outs of it. And these old people, they get in the habit, and this is a bad thing for them to do. When they sell their pills to kids, they think those kids are their friends. And those kids will act like a friend because you're giving, you know, they're getting pills from you that makes them happy. They're going to be nice to you, whatever. They're not your friend, dude. They are only there because of your pills. And if you start being a dick or, like I said, getting greedy and raising your prices, it doesn't take shit for them to fucking bludgeon you to death and drag your big fucking lifeless body out into a field and dump it. And that's what's happening. But very, like I said before, very irresponsible on the local Daily Interlake and the Flathead Beacon, if they printed this story, for saying in the headline, this was because of medical marijuana. Like, no, dude, it wasn't. So, well, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I think it's pretty cool that they printed something saying, fixing it,
basically. Well, no, they didn't.
The Missoulian is what I mean.
Right, and that was the first article the Missoulian did about it that I found. But, yeah, there could be more. So, I just wanted to mention that. Good job, Kalispell. Moving on here, you know we're into South Park's, what, 14th season?
I have no idea.
15, 14, 15, something like that. Anyway, you remember the last episode? I know there's one coming out tonight that we'll probably try and watch here this evening, but do you remember the last one where it had Tom Cruise being a fudge packer and all of the people that South Park has ever dissed were like, we're pissed at them. We're going to do something about it. And then what was the one thing that they wanted? They needed the god Muhammad.
Right, to get his power or whatever, not be ridiculed.
Muhammad has the power of not being able to be made fun of. And all of these celebrities need this, right? Brilliant episode. Are you ready for the ramifications now?
Sure.
An Islamic group based in New York said that a recent episode of South Park, if you don't know, the satirical animated series, insulted the Prophet Muhammad and compared the show's creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, to Theo van Gogh, the Dutch filmmaker who was killed in 2004 by an Islamic militant. So they're like, that's fucked up what you're doing, and we're going to kill you like we killed Theo van Gogh back in 2004.
Huh.
They're threatening the guys from South Park. And I hope that this just fuels the fire and that they just come back. I mean, obviously not in tonight's episode, but they will, I'm sure, you know, do something with this, which is awesome. They destroyed you, and you're wanting to start more shit with them? I would have went away with my tail between my legs and never shown my face ever again, Islam.
A cartoon can do some heavy damage.
They can do anything they want on that show, pretty much.
Yeah.
The group Revolution Muslim published its post after a South Park episode last week that depicted the founders of various religions, including Moses, Jesus, and Buddha, but declined to show the Prophet Muhammad, instead representing him as wearing a bear costume. That was so fucking brilliant, by the way. The post, written by Abu Talah al-Amariki, said that the episode had outright insulted Muhammad, adding, quote, "We have to warn Matt and Trey that what they are doing is stupid, and they will probably wind up like Theo van Gogh for airing this show. This is not a threat, but a warning of the reality of what will likely happen to them." Holy shit, dude. They don't fuck around down there. And I don't know if this is helping your Muslim cause any, Like, people already think you guys are completely fucking nuts.
It doesn't help when you keep, like, threatening people.
They know, we know you're religious crazies and you're violent. And then they're like, no, we're not. Robert, did you see South Park? We're going to kill you like we killed that journalist 4 years ago or 6 years ago. Bruh. yeah, this is not a threat. This is what will happen. This is what will happen. Mr. Van Gogh was killed in Amsterdam after making a film that discussed the abuse of Muslim women in some Islamic societies. A telephone message left at a number listed on the group's website, revolutionmuslim.com, we'll put a link to that in the show notes, of course, was not immediately returned on Wednesday. The website was largely inaccessible. Comedy Central declined to comment on the group's remarks or say if it was taking any precautions because of them. I swear to fucking God, Muslims, if you get South Park canceled, I will go over there and I will kill you. Whoa! Didn't see that coming, huh? You don't like being killed, do you? Well, quit it. Because that's what's going to happen. It's a cartoon! They have a disclaimer. It shouldn't be watched by anybody. You guys are so strict and up your own fucking asses. Why are you watching it?
No kidding.
They've made fun of so many people so much worse than your little stupid invisible friend.
And nobody else whines about it.
No, well, maybe Tom Cruise, but he's a little whiny faggot too.
But you know what? It's almost a compliment to be mentioned on that show.
I know. Like,
it's like a compliment, like when Weird Al makes fun of your shit. It's a compliment because you made it that far to get that reputable to do that.
It was like on the episode before last week's when they mentioned podcast. Like, they said it on the show. I was like, holy shit, dude, that's so cool. They didn't mention any particular one, but they said the word podcast, and that is fucking cool.
Well, Will Cartman was running his own podcast is what it was.
Is that? Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah,
what.
How to Get Friends on Facebook.
Right. I thought that was so fucking cool that they like had mentioned
once
it.
Once it's
like
a big topic, it gets exploited, and that should be a compliment to you being
but
a
all
big
I'm
topic.
Saying is if you guys get South Park canceled because CNN is, or not CNN, because Comedy Central is afraid for their lives, like, I will be so fucking pissed. That's like one of my favorite top five shows ever.
They'll just
on
make
TV.
One almost exactly like it and start
well,
over.
I think maybe they will just start doing it online only. Like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone know all about everyone that torrents their shows. They're cool with it, I think.
Yeah.
They are behind SouthParkStudios.com, which is a site that's kind of dedicated to all that stuff. Like, they know what's going on. It's like Tim and Eric Awesome Show when they did the podcast thing. Like, they know what's going on, you know? You can't. I don't know. And for the Muslim nation, like, you guys have nothing else that needs fixed in your fucking society, so you're ready to come move on to other things, right?
Yeah.
You guys aren't still fucking killing your women because they showed an eyeball, okay? Good job, guys. So, moving on here, another story we have about when you are covered in gasoline, maybe don't smoke a cigarette, right? A woman who had petrol thrown over her, allegedly by her partner.
Allegedly.
Allegedly by her partner. We're not sure if it was her partner yet, because, you know.
No, I was probably just a neighbor, tired of their dog peeing in their yard.
Right, or barking every fucking morning when you open the door to go start your car.
Right.
I will cover you in petrol and light a cigarette, and I'll say something clever, and then I will flick it. Whoosh, like in Spawn. Whoosh.
Anyway,
then lit the cigarette, igniting the fuel, of course. Police said the bizarre incident happened at Eagle Bay south of Brisbane about 9 p.m. yesterday. The petrol attack happened during an argument, and the woman, quote, inadvertently set it on fire when she lit up a cigarette. Oops.
A-duh.
I didn't know that was flammable. That's my bad. That is so my bad. We just like to huff it. I didn't know it was flammable. Shit. That's my bad, man. She suffered burns to her arms and was taken to the hospital. Her partner, aged in his 40s, was charged with acts intended to cause grievous bodily harm.
Yeah, you think?
He's going to go to court. So.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go to jail.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted you to mention, remember that chick you saw at the party?
Which one? Lots of chicks. Oh, holy shit. Okay, let's go back to that real quick. That party was full of doppelgangers, dude. We saw a chick in there that looked exactly like Danny. I mean, fucking, I almost went up to her later on in the night because I thought it was her, even though I know what Dana was wearing that night, and that wasn't it. Like, I just first glance, she had the same hat you did, same facial structure, same haircut, same hair color, same piercings, same shirt that I know you have, same walk about her, like... That blew my fucking mind, and I wish we could have got a picture of her, of you two standing next to each other. Oh, my God, that was so crazy. And then who else do we see? We saw, like, oh,
Steve-O.
Steve-O. We saw his doppelganger, this emo kind of hipster kid, looked exactly like him, dude, with the, oh, man.
The hula hoop chick, she looked like someone. What's that chick who plays in, what's that witch movie?
Buffy? No.
No.
Which movie? The Craft?
Yeah, yeah. Remember that with the chick with the big mouth?
Hold on. Do you guys remember The Craft?
Or even the girlfriend in Billy Madison. That chick. The big mouth?
Yeah, kind of.
She kind of looked like the chick who was all tripping out on the hula hoops.
Yeah. That was so crazy, though, dude. There was like, and there was a
that
couple
was
more
enjoyable
that.
Enough for me to watch, sit there and watch this chick just go nuts with hula hoops. That was kind of
cool.
Yeah,
there was like this hippie chick. And the funny thing is, we were both looking to see if her pits were shaved because she was doing this weird, like, hula hoop dancing. Uh-huh. And, like, I was totally kind of trying to check out and see if she was shaved under there and shit. Like, you were doing the same thing.
I know. It was
awesome.
So funny. I was like, it's because, like, I saw a shadow. I'm like,
raise your hands. I have to judge you.
Right.
Are you
right
shaved
now,
or
please.
Not?
And the other chick that was with her, hula hooping with her, the one that wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
She, like, dropped a hula hoop and bent down right in front of me, not wearing panties.
No panties.
No panties.
Ooh.
No panties.
You randy girl.
She was wearing red stockings, though.
And I do want to say it was a great turnout, like I said, and there were some beautiful women there. Like, they really... A 420 party, man. There was a lot of weed, a lot of hot women. It was a good time after all of that dumb bullshit.
There was some pretty hot dudes, too. But
yeah, definitely hot dudes, for sure.
I think the hottest dude that I saw while we
Me?
Were there was...
Thank you.
Shut up. Was the dude with the dog with the perfect blonde dreads outside of the fall course.
Yeah, those were... Yeah, yeah.
He was hot. Really, really hot. Walking around with board shorts, fucking sandals, no shirt, tan... Fucking perfect long blonde dreadlocks that went down to like the middle of his back, walking a gorgeous pit bull. Fucking
wet,
awesome.
Dripping wet.
I was like, just stand there for me, please.
And then there was in the main room, there was a, Nollies and Dead says, awesome tobacco pipe. It's actually a water pipe, but thank you. There was this chick rapper in the main room. And at first... I was like, wow, she's really hot, which is, I think, the
no,
chick rapper
wasn't. She
gimmick.
She had no ass at all.
Well, it was just the way she was moving. I don't know
no
what it was.
She had no shape, dude. Why did everybody... I don't understand that, dude. Why do people think fucking string poles are hot? They're not, dude. They're just nothing. They're
because
nothing.
Because that's what we
they
see in
nothing.
Magazines. That's what we see in magazines, and that's
what... Dude, she had no butt at all.
Well, maybe
nothing.
Maybe you could have gave her some of yours. You want to judge? Let's judge.
She didn't have tits either.
Maybe you could have gave her some of yours. No, actually, don't. I like your tits. And your butt.
Whatever. I don't think she was hot at all.
Yeah,
her fucking voice was disgusting.
That's what I wanted to mention. So she's rapping, and at first I'm like, whoa, cool, a chick rapper. This is awesome. But then as I get over the whole fact of the gimmick of, okay, you're a chick rapper, cool, and I was actually listening to what she was saying, she was all like... Woman,
feminist bullshit.
Girl power. Take those cuffs off and try and make as much money as a man. Yay. And her voice, when she was singing, she was doing this. And because it was still really loud and not set up right, oh, God, it was so horrible.
Dude, I wanted
and
to
then,
just choke her.
And then she had a friend come on and sing a song with her.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do... She's rapping and doing her shit. As the guy that plugged in the mic is going, check, check, check one, check, check.
For the guys
check.
That are coming on after her.
Right in the middle of her set, dude. It was so funny. And then she hands, the dude that was doing the check, check, hands her friend the mic. And she goes to start singing, and it just feedbacks, dude, and it's so loud. It's that screeching sound.
Yeah.
And because everything was turned up way too loud, it was even more just, oh, dude, I had to walk away. It was so bad. But I think if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter, I made a post. I was like, you're a chick and you rap. I get it. Shut the fuck up already.
And it was just, I replied to you and said, I agree.
You agree. It was just like, all right, it's a gimmick and your raps are dumb and your singing is awful. So, I don't know. I don't even know who
it
they
was
were.
Horrible.
Mirror Cats?
Not a clue, but you know what?
I don't know.
This is why you probably don't have very many record sales or very many shows, is because you fucking rap about feminist bullshit. If you're going to rap or do hip hop or whatever,
feminist,
no, if a chick is going to do hip hop and stuff, do it and talk about something other than
like
your vagina,
like
please.
DeBrat, tat tat tat, so funked.
Or be like, you know, old school
remember?
Salt and Pepper. I mean, they
that,
wrote some cool shit.
They were rapping about some cool
right,
shit.
Not
DeBrat,
like
Salt and Pepper.
Go get your fucking man, girls, and go and do this, and you take those chains off, and you be a woman.
I'm gonna get up out of my house, and then we're gonna burn our bras. Say, hey, I'm a chick. Look at my tits, yay.
It sucked, dude.
Backstage,
I mean, I'm a chick, and I don't
dick.
Dig that. I'm a chick. I don't dig that. It was fucking stupid to me. You're not appealing. I mean, you might be appealing to those fucking like hella righteous fucking feminist bitches, but you're not appealing to the rest of the crowd, man. You're just not.
But if you look at it, the gimmick worked because everybody was like just entranced by her. Excuse me. Which
they
was
were all
weird.
Fucking high.
She was
why.
A siren.
Everyone in there was
she was a
pot.
Siren.
No one was listening. It doesn't matter.
No, a lot of it was the ecstasy and people. When people are dancing to weird like tech twitch, two dubstep, whatever the fuck it's called, that uh-huh. weird glitchy electro funk. I like that shit once in a while when I'm gacked out of my fucking mind on E, and when it's good. But this shit was just like it had cool sounds, but it was real like I don't know.
I
wasn't.
E.
high enough to enjoy it, so
I want E.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about that before we move on here?
I want E.
Thank you for sharing that. So, you know the iPad's out, right? Just killing it with sales.
Cool.
Well, of course, when the iPod came out, people saw people using them walking down the street, and maybe one or two people got killed because of it. Guess what's gonna start happening now?
There's gonna be a fucking war.
I'm gonna jack your iPad. Until you use it and you're like, God, this thing kind of sucks. Like, it's
why can't I run two things at the same time? I don't understand.
Why can't this be like something better than iPhone OS?
Right, please. And I need a keyboard. Please.
I wish this was an Android device. If you could put Android on the iPad hardware, like the hardware is pretty slick. It's
well,
thin,
if
you
can have a
light.
Slide, like a slide-up little keyboard, that'd be super cool.
Oh, it does.
Cool.
It has a one, but it's not...
The iPad?
Yeah, it has an on-screen keyboard.
No, like a little slide-up
keyboard.
Oh, like
if the whole thing just slid up
like
a phone.
Real tablet. No, like a real tablet. You know what I mean?
If you made this the size of the iPad and made it do this, but like the size of the iPad, how fucking cool would that be?
That would be kind of cool.
That's how you need to do it. Anyway, Denver, people are starting to rob people for their iPads. Denver police have released surveillance video of a brazen theft in the Cherry Creek Mall that left the victim with a permanent injury to his hand. He had just bought an iPad as a favor for a friend. It wasn't even for you.
Oh, that man. Sucks.
Quote, I had been asked by one of my colleagues in Canada to pick up an iPad for someone who is being promoted, Bill Jordan said. Jordan left the Apple store with his iPad bag tied around his hand. Okay, so you know what? The iPad bag is tied around his hand, right?
Got it.
Okay. Surveillance video shows two blank, blank men. What color?
African-American.
Two... African-American men, absolutely, on an escalator following Jordan after he purchased the iPad for his friend. Quote, the film shows them walking right behind me down the stairs as I was going out the store. Jordan told CBS4 he moved his family to Colorado from New Jersey 15 years ago to get away from all the black people. Now, after the iPad theft, he said his life and the life of his family will never be the same. You leave the Jersey Shore. You try to get away from douchebags, from black people, from all that shit. And, you know, you find a nice place.
And you get robbed.
And you get robbed by black people. I just left. God! I can't win.
That's almost, if there is such a thing, that's almost kind of karma.
That's so horrible.
You know, stop being racist and so weird about
maybe
people.
Maybe that's what you get for not liking black people in the first place. Steve Jobs knows. He's omniscient. He knows. He knows what
you do. Yeah, stop being racist and you might get along better in the world.
Quote, I saw just a bone. All the skin and tendons and everything were off, he said, describing the violent robbery that tore off part of his finger.
Oh, dude.
They yanked that shit and ripped his finger off, dude.
Oh, God. That sounds so painful, dude.
That's so awful.
I figured,
dude.
What kind of bags are they? Are they not plastic?
Well,
I mean,
they're Apple bags, so it's probably like metal fucking piano wire.
Right? I'm like,
wouldn't
it just
snap? It looks pretty. It doesn't work so good, but it looks real pretty.
Ugh.
No, that's awesome. That would hurt so fucking bad.
Fingers,
dude.
Just dangling there.
A few feet from the doors to the parking garage, Jordan felt a violent tugging at his arm. He looked down and saw a young man trying to grab his bag. Get away from my sack, homo. Quote, he was almost sitting on the ground. He was pulling so hard and it was still tied around my fingers and it wouldn't come off. And then finally, he gave it one big jerk. And that's when he stripped the skin off my pinky, and it went right down to the bone.
Oh, my God, dude.
Da-na-na-na-na. I just went to the mall to get an iPad. Da-na-na-na-na. I moved here to get away from black people. Da-na-na-na-na. They say they're just like me. Da-na-na-na-na. But clearly, we're not all equal. Da-na-na-na-na. So I got my iPad, baby. Da-na-na-na-na. And I walked out the door.
Da-na-na-na-na.
And these black people came up from behind me. Da-na-na-na-na. And they took my bag to the bone. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because
I'm bad. I'm pad. I'm iPad to the bone. Oh, come on. I'm delirious. I'm so tired. So the robber grabbed the iPad and ran out of the mall. Jordan said he went into shock and used napkins from a food vendor to try and stop the bleeding. Paramedics rushed him to a hand surgeon, who told him part of his left pinky would have to be amputated.
All over an iPad. I wonder if they
gave black
him
guys,
an iPad or if they got caught.
I wonder if they got away.
I wonder if he got his iPad, you know?
Well, for his friend, yeah. I wonder. I'm curious if the black guys got away. They're quick, you know.
I don't know, man.
Gotta, like, outrun cheetahs and shit out in Africa. You gotta be quick.
Keep reading.
Now with his hand covered in bandages, his life changed forever. Jordan has a message for the brazen criminals who changed his life forever. Quote, fuck you, niggers!
Is that what he said?
End quote. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what was in the paper. No, he says, quote, I hope you understand what you've done to my life and my family's life. For a simple piece of apparatus that'll be junk in a couple of years. Well, let's be honest, in like 6 months, it's going to be junk. But I don't know, man. All over an iPad, huh? Doesn't really seem worth it.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Well, moving on, I got a couple stories left here before we call it a night. This one from, speaking of Newark, New Jersey. this is awful. A Licking County. Okay, so we're in the Licking County. Okay. That's a real thing.
Thank you.
Okay. The Licking.
There's actually a road called Uranus in Sarasota, so keep going.
Thank you. There's a Licking County aging program bus driver has been arrested after officials say he blanked a 71-year-old passenger.
Raped,
absolutely.
Damn, I got that.
71-year-old Donald Moore, who's 71, was charged with rape, a first-degree felony. It's a first-degree felony. After officials say he engaged in sexual conduct with a woman in his bus at about 7 a.m. Now, personally, I don't do any raping before 8:30, but I'm old school. What can I say? You got these young bucks out there now raping at 5, 6, 7 in the morning. It's crazy. When are you safe, ladies? Or
never.
Dudes, if they're gay. When are we safe?
And obviously not at 71 years old either.
You know, I like to think that if I make it to 65, after I turn 65 and I'm 66, I like to think that the possibility of me getting raped goes down to somewhere around zero.
After you start getting
because
all
I'm
old and shit.
Old. Why are you raping? Stop raping old people.
There's
That's
been
gross.
So many penises in that vagina, okay? It's stretched out, probably popped out like 10 kids. You don't want to put your penis in there,
Charlie
man.
Clown says 70 is the new 50, so.
Man. Who wants to fuck a 50-year-old? Come on. Seriously.
So stop it. Just, can we please just slow down on raping old people? It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, kids and adults. I mean, kids. Whoa. There's whoa. So many, like, adults and people over the age of 18 that you could be raping. Why are you... I don't know. I don't get that. Moore picked up the woman from her home and drove her to the Licking Springs Nature... Oh, God. Where a passerby spotted her topless. Oh, God. That caused a wreck in itself, right? Like...
She's stepping on it!
Whoa! Are those her knees or her nipples? I don't know.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, so they spot her topless inside the bus in the back of the preserve, Licking County. The nature trail was a diversion from the planned route, the cop said. Starling and Moore admitted to raping the woman who has Alzheimer's disease, so victimless crime because she's not going to fucking remember it. So did this even happen? If a tree falls in the woods and it... I mean, did this seriously even happen?
Well,
she has Alzheimer's.
She's probably going to realize that her vagina is sore.
If I rape you tonight and you wake up in the morning and you don't remember it, did I really rape you last night?
If your vagina feels like it got raped... Then she's probably going to have some questions.
I guess. I don't know. Like, why are there pieces of my vagina that are missing?
Who put something in my vagina? What? It's really sore. I got some rash going on down there now. And I don't think I touched any weird plants.
God damn it. That's why I only buy one brand of toilet paper.
Oh, God.
This happened a bunch of times, basically, all inside the bus, and the woman did not know the guy, like, outside of him just being the driver. The witness contacted the Licking County Aging Program, which is working with Licking County detectives to investigate. Aging program officials will discuss the accusations against Moore at their board meeting Monday afternoon. Quote, obviously we are concerned with the victim in this case, they said. Obviously. I mean, right, obviously.
Right.
So if it comes down to a case of your word against hers, like, do they believe a person that has Alzheimer's? Like, how...
I don't know, dude.
If they don't remember it, they're just like, blah, blah, like, then I don't, can they press charges, or how does
that
work?
Obviously, she had to have remembered, because it got reported.
No, somebody saw it happening. Oh. Someone drove by. That's why I was like, holy shit, there's a... And she was in the bus getting nailed.
Well, then if it's...
I guess it's the witness's word then, yeah. Right? And then they would do a rape test kit or whatever. And
God, can you imagine being 70-something and getting a rape kit?
Could you
done
imagine
you?
Being CSI and having to do the rape kit?
Nah.
I'd be like, can you do this for me?
I need your finest and most experienced gyno in here now.
Stat. So they said that Moore gave no reason for his actions. I mean, I was horny. I just needed to bust a nut. I don't know. The aging program runs background checks on all employees. They said Moore has no criminal record in Licking County. Moore remains in the Licking County jail on $100,000 bond. And, yeah, he's probably going to get off. So, all right. And the last story.
I was helping her fix her bra. Okay. Tonight. I'm being nice. Anyway.
We have one just for you specifically from Fullerton. An 18-year-old woman remains hospitalized under police watch after her dead blank was found hidden in her bedroom early Sunday. Her dead blank.
Aborted fetus.
Newborn girl.
Damn
aborted
it.
Fetus. I'm going to go ahead and give that one to you. Same thing. Good. The infant had suffered severe external and internal injuries, the authorities said. Police say the woman was trying to hide the pregnancy from her parents, who were apparently home when she gave birth to the full-term infant in the middle of the night.
Nice.
If you had to keep that from your parents and they were home and you were home and you went into labor, would you just be able to shut the fuck up and not be like, fuck, this hurts! Take it out! Oh, God! Like,
well,
could
some
you...
chicks don't have that much pain during it. They could just...
Yeah?
Yeah, like that, you know?
I guess. I don't know. I thought that was supposed to be, like, the most painful experience ever.
I don't fucking know, dude. I ain't never had one.
Well,
so...
obviously. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Like, I don't even like pooping big poop.
The most
when...
painful thing for me was when they pulled that tube out of my gut. Okay, so that's the only thing
well,
I got.
Right. Did you go, ah?
Yeah, yes, did. I did. I freaked out.
Right on.
I screamed.
So, yeah, the woman has not been arrested, but she is under police supervision and is not allowed to leave the hospital. The woman is the second young Fullerton mother in the past 2 weeks to come under suspicion of killing her newborn baby. Yanira Vladamarama, 20, was arrested April 8th at her parents' house apartment on suspicion of drowning her newborn baby boy and
cool.
hiding his body in a trash can. I remember that. God
cool.
bless. According to the Fullerton police, Vladarama gave birth to the baby. That was an awesome Vladarama. Valderrama. Gave birth to the baby in the bathroom and put him in the toilet when her mother tried to enter the bathroom.
Awesome.
What are you doing?
Is it crying?
Nothing. What's behind your... Nothing.
You're like fucking underwater.
Flush.
Like.
What was that? Nothing.
Nothing.
And then you're like holding in the afterbirth and placenta and
there's
shit.
Like blood all over the floor.
Your mom like leaves the room and it all just comes...
Nasty, dude.
Gross.
Nasty.
Having babies is gross.
So,
stop having babies. It's gross.
This one, did she drown it or no?
No, this one, let me see here. So, her mother later found the placenta and called the paramedics. Hospital staff tried. That was the one about the drowning, though. Here, in the latest case, hospital workers became suspicious when the 18-year-old woman showed up with her parents to be treated for bleeding. She showed signs of recently giving birth, but there was no baby. Where's the baby? I don't know. Excuse me. Hospital staff called the cops, of course. The cops searched the girl's house and found the body in the bedroom. An autopsy was performed on the baby, but cause of death, not released.
Huh.
So.
She probably beat it to death to make it stop crying.
Probably. I'm gonna say that it probably she was standing up. And the baby just kind of came out, landed on its head, broke its neck. Done.
Maybe.
The jam hole and the authorities would like to remind everyone about California's safe surrender law, which allows parents to drop off an unwanted newborn at any fire station or hospital within... Is this a real thing?
I don't know,
within
dude.
72 hours of birth with no questions asked.
Huh.
Is that a for real? How many? I know some of y'all live in California. Is that for real? Can you just have a baby and just drop it off at any fire station or
I always saw that in
hospital?
Like old movies or like cartoons, but
that's weird. Yeah, right. Like the storks are like, guess what I have for you, and the bunny's like, I don't want a baby. Fine.
That's weird. I don't know. I thought you have to like.
Amham says,
give it
yes,
up for adoption.
You can.
Huh.
Obama says, yes, we can.
Should do that here. Someone should totally just drop it off at the door, knock, and run.
That,
you know?
No, do not do that.
They should.
If you know where we live, do not ever do that, please.
They should do that.
Your baby or not, I don't give a fuck. Do not, please do that.
Why?
Because I don't want a baby here.
No.
What?
at the fire station, you
dumbass. Oh, yeah, do that. Please do
that. Yeah, please drop a baby off of my fucking doorstep.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Are you...
That's why I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, weirdo?
No.
What are you talking about now?
I want to hear a story about someone dropping off a baby at our fire station and then
That's where we're confused. I thought you said our place or our house or whatever.
Do we look like firefighters? Nah. Do we look like okay people to raise a child?
Anyway. God, I love that. So you got anything else before we call it a night here?
No.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. Of course, it was her birthday, thejamhole.com/donate. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Give me something because nobody got me shit.
And she did get a job. I got you some cock right now. And you are going to love it.
Whatever, dude.
Love it. So.
And you gotta, like, stop bugging me for Roadhead, because that's never gonna happen.
That was the first time I didn't bug you on our last trip. I was just tired, and we hadn't had sex in, like, a fucking week.
And you're being a dick about it.
And I'm like, just suck this cock while we're driving, for fuck's sake, please.
And then you got all bitchy.
I didn't. I was just like, fine, whatever. I'll jerk off in my brain. Fuck it. I came like 3 times in my brain, in my mind.
It seemed like how you got after I was like, no, dude, fuck off.
Well, you told me to fuck off and I fucked off, so.
It was annoying.
What do you want?
Stop trying to do that.
Well, start doing
just shut up.
Stuff.
Just shut up and end the show.
End the show?
Yes,
what should I end
please.
The show with?
Maybe we'll see you next time, like, on Friday.
On Friday?
At, like, 8 at the normal time.
From the normal place?
From the normal place and shit. All right.
Thank you. Do that. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.